we have here at the Farm Bureau a Natural Resources Committee as well as a Water Committee. So on a daily basis, we're discussing riparian zones or water quality issues. The Farm Bureau is taking an active role in the preservation of the Russian River and also the preservation of agriculture lands adjacent to the river.
It must be different seeing those lands from the river perspective as opposed to from up on the roads that lead to them.
Exactly. When we go out and we look at conservation programs, we're standing on the bank looking into the river as if we were a grapevine or calf. When you're on a kayak, you're looking up at the grapevines. So you have a completely opposite perspective. I think it's really important that we see these issues from all sides. And we're taught at a young age to understand if you're going to talk about somebody, you want to walk a mile in their shoes. Well, yesterday we did 19 miles of the Russian River shoes, and we learned a lot about everything that happens on that river.
I know that the river has always been viewed as a resource. Looking at it up close this way and being on it and seeing what you flow past, do you see that resource any differently?
So my experience with the river has been limited to just recreational uses. Our water committee talks about water quality and the Russian River as a resource, but to go out there and to feel the flows and to see the depth of the river in some places, how it can go from 6 feet deep to just a couple of inches is pretty incredible. You know, we're going to continue to monitor the progress of this confluence, make sure that we're at the table when it comes to sitting down at a boardroom. We have learned so much in the last couple of weeks being a part of the river tour that it's hard to imagine folding this thing up and going into a boardroom. The Farm Bureau has played a very active role in participating with this, and we look forward to continuing our participation into October.
When you do go into that boardroom, does anything that you've seen or learned or talked about with people along the way come into those conversations that might have been different if you hadn't done this?
Absolutely. Knowing the players that are actively participating with this paddle, helping them through rapids, having lunch with them on the bank of the river, we have definitely gained a greater appreciation of the person behind the issue. And I believe that when we do finally sit down in a boardroom, I'll understand a little bit more about why LandPass is advocating their perspective and why Riverkeeper is advocating their perspective. And I think that they'll in turn understand why Farm Bureau has our perspective. And not to say that we'll all be on a different side of the issue. We're all on the same side of the issue, with the opposite being do nothing. And I don't believe that's sustainable for our community moving forward.
Are you going to be back on the water tomorrow?
I look forward to you being back on the river tomorrow and then definitely in October. It's a life-changing experience. I know that I look at the Russian River in a new way, and also the people joining me on the float. October is going to be a great opportunity for us to do a public float with hopefully hundreds of kayakers, making that final push into the ocean, completing our journey as kayakers, but just starting the next journey for getting the Russian River delisted as an impaired waterway.